Hey, thanks. This is Steve Goss with the space and time we reserve each week for Mara Davis and her picks for live music in Atlanta. This is the space we call Mara's Music Mix. Good to see you again.
Well, thank you for your reservation and your patronage. I appreciate that. Steve, great to see you. I know you've been traveling. I know it was your birthday. I know you've been all over the world. So welcome home. Glad you came back. Let's get started with Chastain for a little jam band action. The String Cheese Incident, they have come a long way from playing in the Z93 Dunham's basement.
Believe is their new album. Speaking about You Can't Believe It.
Yeah, can't believe it.
Five of the original members still touring with this band. And you hear the Grateful Dead in there. And every time I hear them, I hear that Dead influence running through their music, even though they play all sorts of genres now.
Well, with the miniseries on Amazon and the Dead and Company touring and bands like String Cheese Incident, the Dead have never been more alive.
Good point.
That's a String Cheese Incident at Chastain tonight and also tomorrow night. So there are a couple things happening at City Winery on Saturday. First, I'm intrigued by Hip Hop Yoga Warriors at Mimosas in the morning.
Yeah, of course you are.
Of course I am. But later on, the Verve Pipe, they're going to be playing their Villains album live and acoustic. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, the song The Freshman, I mean, that was a staple on 99X back in the day.
So you could spend the entire day at City Winery then, couldn't you?
I sure could.
Get your mimosas in the morning and
yoga,
stay for the concert later.
Go back to the 90s.
For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we'd never compromise.
It's the Verve Pipe at City Winery on Saturday night.
So on Sunday, one of the pioneers of hard rock out of California, Metallica, still touring at SunTrust Park. And the Braves won't be there, by the way. They'll be in Washington, D.C. So this is one of those inaugural concerts for the new ballpark.
Good. They need to go away for this because they will go down in flames. I'm not even kidding. The World Wired Tour, they have a massive pyrotechnic display. Like, fire will be shooting from this gargantuan stage.
What happens to aging metal rock stars? You've been around for 20, 30, or maybe 40 years. Still banging heads musically, is it?
They have to stop the drinking and the drugs, and they crank up the working out and the yoga and the clean eating, and they can breathe fire. What a way to kick off the stadium. I mean, I know Billy Joel played there, but I think Metallica's really going to christen it. That's Metallica at SunTrust Park on Sunday night. And I know this is later in the week, but when it's a Beatle, you just announce it anytime it's happening. Paul McCartney is coming to the Infinite Energy Center. But here's what I love about it. They are actually naming a street after this concert, Paul McCartney Boulevard. Dan Markham, who's the executive director of sales and he does all the booking there, well, shout out to Dan, he gave Paul McCartney some actual suggestions for this because they wanted to do this to lure Paul to this venue because it's a much smaller venue than he's used to playing. And they said it can be Abbey Road, it can be Penny Lane. And he said, Paul McCartney said, quote, if you're putting a road in, I want Paul McCartney Boulevard.
Well, good for him, you know. And he deserves it.
He does.
He is the most famous pop musician in the world and has been for decades. And I think, hats off to Gwinnett County for getting this done, because I think Piedmont Park should have put a statue up to Paul McCartney for raising $1 million for the Conservancy back in 2009.
Totally agree.
They need to do that.
That's Paul McCartney at the Infinite Energy Center on Thursday night. Well, you know that it's a fool.